Topic 6.16 is to discuss how the theory of an evolutionary race between pathogens and their hosts is supported by the evasion mechanisms as shown by human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, and Mycobacterium tuberculosis, or TB. This links through to what you've been doing in Topic 5 and indeed as AS students, looking at the idea of adaptation to a selective pressure, the survival of those that are best adapted to that selective pressure, and then the sort of the propagation of their offspring. If you apply an antibiotic, for example, to a culture of tuberculosis bacteria, then their generational gap is only about 20 minutes. Bacteria divide incredibly quickly. It is possible that within the bacterial division, a mutation may arise, and it only takes one in perhaps a million to be advantageous rather than neutral or disadvantageous for that to be selected for. If an adaptation confers a resistance to the antibiotic on that individual, then that individual is going to survive to reproduce. Bacteria replicate by binary fission. So mitosis, they can double themselves in 20 minutes. So within an hour, you've got sort of eight times the number of bacteria you started with. And it increases exponentially. So all you need is one particular bacterium to have an adaptation, a mutation that proves to be advantageous in resisting the attack by the drug in the antibiotic, and you end up with a population that increases exponentially in size. This has led to some things like, you know, multiple drug-resistant TB. We've also had other resistant strains. You'll have heard of MRSA, drug-resistant Clostridium difficile, all sorts of resistant strains of bacteria that probably have arisen as a result of people failing to complete courses of antibiotics. Failing to complete the course of antibiotics kills off all but those strongest bacteria. Okay, if you think about, if you're subjecting a load of people to a nasty condition that's going to kill them off eventually, it's going to be those strongest or most resistant that's going to survive the longest. Okay, so in the case of these bacteria, it's the most resistant natural forms that are going to survive. And you could even just sort of directionally push the norm to sort of a higher resistance level, even without a mutation. HIV is also evolving rapidly, and it's outsmarting us. It's evolving so quickly that by the time we have developed a drug that is able to kill it or deactivate it or interfere in some way with its replication, then evolution is so quick because the generations are so short that it's useless. HIV has got most scientists pretty stumped at the moment, although maybe the HIV scientists would like to say otherwise. And it seems that, you know, every time we do something to try and reduce the HIV and TB infection, then they are able to adapt and evolve. Remember, this is not a directional, it's not a conscious thing. It's very difficult to explain without resorting to narrative. Try not to do it. I try. Sometimes I fail. One thing that's worth looking at the moment, may come up in the future on exams, is the recent announcement of the existence of TDR-TB. That's total drug resistant TB. This could be a major problem. I've understated that, mainly because I don't really want to swear on these podcasts, but it's enough to make you lose your feces, I'm afraid. Good luck with that one.